All right. Open your Bibles to the book of Micah, chapter 6. Nasa ika-anim na chapter na tayo ng Micah. At one more chapter at matatapos na tayo sa book of Micah. At pasok na naman tayo sa bagong tipan. All right. So the book of Micah, chapter 6, page 795 sa sample Bible. Page 795. Let's just read verse number 1 and verse 2. And we'll open in prayer at pag-aralan natin ang chapter 6. So let's just read the first two verses together. Hear ye now what the Lord saith. Arise, contend thou before the mountains, and let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye mountains, the Lord's controversy, and ye strong foundations of the earth. For the Lord hath a controversy with his people, and he will plead with Israel. Let's bow for a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless them. Our dear, kind Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to study the Bible, to open the Word of God, and to look into the Scriptures and to consider the truths that we find in Scripture. I pray, Lord, your hand of blessing upon this message. I pray that if there are those among us who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, that today would be the day that they would open their heart, they would repent of their sin and trust in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And I pray, Father, for us that are born again, that are saved, Lord, that you would remind us that spiritual growth is very important and that you desire truth in the inward parts more so than outward ceremonies. And Lord, I ask your hand of blessing upon us now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So Micah chapter 6, basically from chapter 6 to the first part of chapter 7, Micah begins to rebuke. Well, the Lord really is the one who uses Micah. The Lord rebukes people of sin and pleads with them concerning their sin in order to give them the good news. So, yung ikalawang bahagi ng chapter 7 ay good news, yung pagbabalik, yung panunumbalik at pag-restore at pag-revive ng Israel. Pero before na tatalakay natin yung good news na muling pagbabalik at pag-revive ng Israel, pinapakita ng Diyos yung kasalanan ng Israel. Kaya yung chapter 6, buong chapter na ito ay patungkol sa kasalanan ng Israel at saka yung unang bahagi ng chapter 7. Ganun ang ebanghelyo. This is how the gospel works. God shows us our sin before we could repent. And so if you don't understand sin, you don't understand the need to repent. And if you do not understand repentance, you can't get saved. So, there's no sense. Hindi mo mauunawaan yung pangangailangan mo ng tagapagligtas kung hindi mo nauunawaan yung pagbaling o yung pagrepent ng kasalanan. At hindi ka magrerepent ng kasalanan kung hindi mo alam kung ano ang kasalanan. And so, yung chapter 6, buong chapter 6, pinapakita ng Diyos yung kasalanan ng Israel. Bakit niya papayagan yung Assyria na sumakop sa Israel? Bakit papayagan niya yung Babylon na sakupin ang Assyria at saka sakupin ang Jerusalem, at Judea, or yung Judah? It's because of sin. You know, God hates sin. Ayaw ng Diyos ng kasalanan. Ikinamumuhi ng Diyos ang kasalanan. And so we see this over here, verse 1. Hear ye now. So ito yung pangatlong here. This is actually the fourth one, but this will be the third here in our division. So naalala ninyo, chapter 1 and 2, yun ang first here. Tapos nag-sermon si Micah. Chapter 3 and 5, 3, 4 and 5, yun ang ikalawang bahagi, the Lord's reign. At ngayon sa chapter 6 at saka chapter 7, ito yung pangatlong hear, pakinggan, listen. And again I say, the most important thing that you can do in church is listening. Not talking, and we like talk and we like fellowship, we like prayers, we like singing, but the most important thing you can do is to listen. Oh God, what does the Holy Spirit of God, is He trying to teach me? What is God trying to teach me? You know, when you come to church, I think a lot of people come to church to feel good. A lot of people come to church because it's habit. Nakaugalian na. But really, when you come to a biblical church, you should be confronted by the Word of God. Ipinapakita ng preacher yung salita ng Diyos kasi ito ay salamin. At pinapakita sa atin ng Diyos yung ating mga karumihan, yung ating mga kasalanan, yung ating mga pagkakamali. By the way, hindi yung pagkakamali ng katabi mo. Hindi yung pagkakamali ng nasa harap mo, yung nasa likod mo. Ang message ng Panginoon ay para sa bawat isa sa atin, including ako na nangangaral. And so there's no exemption here. God wants you and me to hear what the Holy Spirit of God is trying to teach His church. And I know this is Old Testament, but the Holy Spirit of God who spoke to Micah is the same Holy Spirit of God who speaks to us today. And so when you come to church, let me just say, you ought to come to church expecting your sins to be confronted. So that should be another reason why you go to church, is we need to be cleansed of our sins. You say, well, I'm saved, I'm born again. Even though you're saved and born again, you're still capable of sin. Pwede pa hong magkasala ang mga Kristiyano. Hindi porke Kristiyano ka na, wala ka ng sala. No, God still has a message for each and every one of us. And we need to find out. You need to find out. I need to find out. What are you trying to teach me? So are you interested in learning the Word of God? Interesado ba kayo na mag-aral ng salita ng Diyos? O baka nandito lang kayo dahil naugalian ninyo? You see? And let me remind you, we have Sunday school, we have Sunday morning, and we have Sunday afternoon, and we have Wednesday night. So those are the times designated. Pag ang Kristiyano ay hindi nag-church, hindi siya seryoso sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. You see? So, examine yourself. I'm not telling you to examine others. Examine yourself. Hear ye what the Lord saith. Sabi niya dito, arise, contend thou before the mountains. Let the hills hear thy voice. Hear ye mountains, the Lord's controversy. Merong pagtatalo ang Diyos laban sa Israel. Meron siyang usapan, meron siyang yung controversy, ibig sabihin nun, alitan. May pang-aalit ang Diyos sa Israel. Ye strong foundations of the earth, for the Lord hath a controversy. That's twice. Dalawang beses niya sinabing controversy. With His people, He will plead with Israel. So, bago niya hatulan yung Israel, meron siyang request. Kumbaga, sinasabi niya sa Israel, makinig kayo. Makinig kayong mahusay dahil kailangan niyo magsisi. Dahil kung hindi kayo magsisisi, sasakupin kayo ng Assyria at sasakupin yung timog, yung southern kingdom ng Babylon. So, question, nakinig ba ang Israel? Nakinig ba ang Israel? Yes or no? No. So, tingnan mo, kahit anong gawin ng Diyos, hindi niya puwersahan ang puso ng nakikinig. Kung ayaw mong makinig, nasa sayo yun. Kung gusto mong makinig, amen, blessing. Pero hindi ka pipilitan ng Diyos, kakausapin tayo ng Diyos. Pero kung hindi mo itutuwid, yung nais na ituwid ng Diyos sa buhay mo, lagot ka. Ikaw ang sasagot sa iyong mga kasalanan. And cursings based upon the Word of God will fall upon those who do not listen to the Word of God. And Israel is a great example of that. So ngayon, eto ang mga listahan ng kasalanan ng Israel. Let's start with verse number 3. O my people, what have I done unto thee? Wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. Una sa lahat, nagsawa sila sa Diyos. Nagsawa sila sa Diyos. Eh, Brother Bill, maaari ba yung mangyari sa atin na magsawa tayo sa Diyos? Yes. Yung pag-church natin, simple lang. Prayer, awit, welcome, pagbabasa ng Bible, awit, prayer request, testimony, preaching, and invitation. Yun lang ang sangkap ng church natin. Yun ang ginagawa natin week after week after week. Eh, Brother Bill, kailan tayo magkakaroon ng demonstrative worship? Eh, nakakasawa kasi yung preaching ng preaching ng preaching palagi. Kung ikaw nagsasawa ka sa salita ng Diyos, ikaw ang may problema. You have a problem. If you are wearied by the Word of God, you have a problem. That is sin, to be wearied by God. Nagsasawa ka sa Diyos. Anong gusto mo? Advice? Counseling? Instead of preaching? No. We are a biblical church. We believe the Word of God. At kung hindi kaya ng pulpito na ito na i-address ang kasalanan ng tao at yung problems ng lipunan, hindi ho makakayanan ng secret counseling sa gilid. You see? The Word of God is sharp, quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. Ang kailangan ng lipunan natin, yung salita ng Diyos. This is what our society needs. Are you wearied by God? Number two, eto na, pangalawang kasalanan ng Israel. Verse number four. For I brought thee up out of the land of Egypt and redeemed thee out of the house of thy servants. I sent before thee Moses and Aaron and Miriam. O my people, remember now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted and what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him from Shittim to Gilgal, that ye may know that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Here's number two. Etong ginawa ng Israel. Nakalimutan nila ang pag-ibig ng Diyos at ang kaligtasan ng Diyos. Nakalimutan nila ang pag-ibig ng Diyos. I mean, imagine God bringing them out of Egypt with His mighty hand, splitting the Red Sea, taking them away from slavery of Egypt into freedom. And yet they forgot. God gave them Moses and Aaron and Miriam. So Moses was in charge of the preaching of the Word of God. Aaron was the priest to bring the sacrifices to him that he may have cleansing of sin. And Miriam, she was in charge of ladies to worship and to sing before the Lord. Pero hindi. Nakalimutan ng Israel. Anong ginawa ng Israel? Nag-complain, nag-murmur. They remembered now what Balak, king of Moab, consulted what Balaam, the son of Beor, answered him. What does that mean? So naalala ninyo sa book of Numbers, chapter 25, na kinausap ni Balak, yung king of Moab, yung propeta ng Moab na si Balaam. Sabi niya, babayaran kita ng ilang pilak at saka ng silver and gold, sumpain mo lang ang Israel. Kasi alam niya, propeta si Balaam. Eh si Balaam naman, anong klaseng propeta yon? For hire. For hire, katulad ng maraming mga prophets ngayon. Nangangaral lang sila dahil may pera. They're for hire. Yan ang mga katulad niya yung mga pastor dyan sa mga city hall. Ha? Nangaral sila habang pandemic, naka-livestream, pero walang church. Handa silang mag-livestream, pero walang church. That violates scripture. Tapos ikaw pa ang pastor, sasabi mo, pastor ka, katulad ng nakausap ko nung ilang linggo. Sabi niya, pastor siya. Tinanong ko, saan ka nag-church? Wala. Pero nagtanim kami ng maraming churches. Sabi ko, saan kayo nagtanim ng mga churches? Sa Cambodia. Wow. Believe ako doon. That's wonderful. Pero saan yung church mo ngayon? Wala. Hindi ka nag-church? Hindi. May ministry ako pag linggo. No. God desires truth in the inward part. So Moab hired Balaam to curse Israel. Hindi naman kaya ni i-curse ni Balaam yung Israel kasi kinausap siya ni Jehovah God. Sabi ng Lord, hindi ka pwedeng mag-curse sa kanila. I-bless mo sila. Bless pa ni Balaam yung Israel. Na-bless pa sila. Nagalit si Balak. Sabi ni Balak, di ba binayaran kita? Sabi ni Balaam, hindi ko pwedeng sumpain yung mga tao kasi sinabi sa akin ni Jehovah God, i-bless sila. So, sabi ni Balaam, kung gusto mong sumpain sila ng Diyos, ganitong gawin mo, sir. Lahat ng mga magagandang babae sa kaharian mo, iharap mo doon sa mga sundalo ng Israel. Kasi pakakasalan nila yan, mag-aasawa yan, magkikiapid yan. So, anong ginawa ni Balak? Linagyan niya doon yung pinakamagagandang babae sa harap ng army ng Israel. Yun namang mga army ng Israel, hindi sila handa, Hindi nila pinotektahan yung mata nila. Nakita nila yung kagandang-gandang babae at sila ay nahulog. Nahulog yung puso nila. At nangalunya sila, nakiapid sila, yung iba, nag-asawa sila. So natural, yung puso nila hindi na matuwid sa Diyos. Nauwi sa boyfriend, sa girlfriend, na tameme. So tingnan mo, sinumpa sila tuloy ng Diyos dahil sa doktrina ni Balaam. And so you find that all over the scriptures, God had to curse Israel because of Balaam's plan and plot of introducing fornication and adultery, and they went along with it. Tingnan mo ang 2 Peter chapter 2. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2. Etong inspired commentary ng Bible doon sa Lumang Tipan. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse number 15, page 1053 sa sample Bible. 1053. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Peter 2:15. Which have forsaken the right way and are gone astray following the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved wages of unrighteousness. So nagawa ng mga Israelite na mag-forsake ng tamang daan. Tandaan ninyo ito, mga Kristiyano. Ingatan ninyo ang inyong puso dahil maaaring matanggal kayo sa landas ng Panginoon sa kaguluhan ng inyong puso. Katulad nitong 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 15. Go to Revelation chapter 2 verse 14. Meron pang commentary ang Bagong Tipan sa Lumang Tipan. Second commentary here, Revelation chapter 2 verse 14. Na impluwensya ang isa sa mga iglesia ng Panginoon sa kalokohan ni Balaam. Revelation chapter 2 verse 14. 1064 sa sample. 1064. Revelation chapter 2 verse 14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So that is a doctrine of Balaam. Ano yung Brother Bill? Fornication. Ano yung fornication, Brother Bill? Yan yung nakikitabi kayo, nagkakama kayo, hindi kayo kasal. That is fornication, and that is against the word of God. So, ingatan nyo yung sarili ninyo. Bakit, Brother Bill? Kasi kung kanino mo ibibigay yung puso mo, hindi na yan kay Lord. Kaya dapat, before na magsama kayo, magpakasal kayo para hindi kayo mapaso, masunog. And so, and this is a plan of God. This is God's will. Avoid fornication. Number three, pangatlong kasalanan ng Israel. Verse, let's go back to Micah chapter 6, verse number 6. Micah chapter 6, verse number 6. And verse number 7. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord? Bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings? With calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn of my transgression? For my transgression, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? What can I give God? What can I do? What does God want me to do? Does He want me to give offering? I'll give offering to the Lord. Anong gusto ng Panginoon? Yung mag-alay ako ng mga kambing, mag-alay ako ng anak ko para sa kasalanan ko. Gagawin ko lahat ng gusto ng Panginoon, pero hindi ko ibibigay sa Kanya yung puso ko. You see? Outward religious ceremony does not impress God. Hindi ho na-impress ang Diyos sa anyo at panglabas ng tao. Kahit na ikaw, nag-church ka, pero yung puso mo, malayo naman dito. Malayo sa salita ng Diyos. Pakitang tao lang, nag-church. Wala naman tunay na takot sa Diyos. Walang prayer. Walang kabuluhan. Testimony, taas ng kamay, prayer. Oh, do you really love the Lord from your heart? Ayan ang habol ng Diyos. You see? Ang problema ng Israel, religyoso sila, pero wala silang relationship kay Jehovah God. And so this can happen with you too. Masanay ka sa church? Tandaan mo, tulad na napag-aralan natin ng Wednesday night, kung hindi ka nag-church ng punong-puno ng pagpupuri sa Diyos, walang kabuluhan ang pag-church. You see? You're wasting time. Number four, nakasalanan ng Israel. Verse number 8, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. So, ito yung pang-apat na problem ng Israel. They rejected God's word and God's standard and God's goodness. They rejected the word of God. E pinakita sa kanila ng Diyos kung ano ang nais ng Diyos para sa kanila. Ano yung nais ng Diyos? Do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with thy God. Tatlo yon, tatlo ang requirements ng Panginoon. Ang problema, tinabi ng Israel ang salita ng Diyos. So, Brother Bill, how do you know if you love the Lord? Anong sabi ng Bible? If you love me, keep my commandments. Okay? So yung tao na nagmamahal sa Diyos, hindi yan ang nagsusot ng t-shirt na nakasabi, I love Jesus. Your t-shirt doesn't tell us that you love the Lord. How do we know you love the Lord? If you keep His commandments. So kahit na hindi mo sabihin na mahal mo ang Diyos, kung tinutupad mo yung mga kagustuhan at utos ng Diyos, yan ang pweba, yan ang proof, yan ang evidence na mahal mo ang Diyos. Hindi yung t-shirt na nagsasabing mahal ko si Jesus. You see? Habol ng Diyos yung katotohanan. He has showed thee, O man. Pinakita na sa kanila ng Diyos yung kanyang salita. Kaya hindi nagtataka yung Israel. Anong dapat kong gawin para magbigay lugod sa Diyos? Basahin mo yung salita ng Diyos. Go over to Deuteronomy chapter 10. God hath already showed Israel this. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Let me show you. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse number 12. Deuteronomy chapter 10, page 170. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. Deuteronomy 10, 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God and to walk in all his ways and to love him and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And so on and so forth. Pinakita na ng Diyos. So ang tao na lumalabag sa salita ng Diyos, kahit na sabihin niya, mahal niya ang Diyos, basta lumalabag sa salita ng Diyos, evidence yon na hindi talaga niya mahal ang Diyos. Pwede mong lokohin ang tao, pero hindi mo pwedeng lokohin ang salita ng Diyos, at hindi mo pwedeng lokohin yung tao na nagbabasa ng salita ng Diyos. So kahit na reliyoso ka, maayos yung buhok mo, maayos yung damit mo. Kung hindi ka susunod sa salita ng Diyos, hindi mo mahal ang Diyos. Go over to 1 Samuel chapter 15. Nasubukan ito ng king ng Israel na si Saul. King Saul did the same thing. I mean, he offered offerings unto the Lord, but God rejected him. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. Page 260 sa sample Bible, 260. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22. 1 Samuel 15 verse 22. Sabi ng Bible, and Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. So mas importante yung nakikinig ka sa salita ng Diyos at ino-obey mo ang salita ng Diyos. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So, nakalimutan ng Israel yung talagang standard ng Diyos. Akala nila, yung gusto nila, pwede nilang ialay sa Diyos. No, you can't just offer anything to the Lord. You have to prepare yourself for that. And God receives that. Number five, go back to Micah chapter 6, verse 9. Micah chapter 6, verse 9. The Lord's voice crieth unto the city. The Lord's voice crieth unto the city. The man of wisdom shall see thy name. Hear ye the rod. Ayan, yung pamalo, the rod. And who hath appointed it? Ito yung panglimang kasalanan ng Israel. Binaliwala nila ang palo ng Diyos. Ang palo ng Diyos. Alam nyo po, ang Diyos ay namamalo. Nagko-correct ang Diyos. Ba't siya nagpapadala ng correction? Para ituwid tayo. Kasi, paminsan-minsan, kahit na born again Christian ka, natatameme ka sa kasalanan. Kaya nagpapadala ang Diyos ng palo para i-correct ka. Parang yung buto, nabali, masakit yon. Pag kahit na ikinokorek, masakit pa rin yon. Pero pag nakorek na yan, pwede nang gamitin uli. Ganun ang Diyos. Kaya nagpapadala siya ng pamalo. Ang problema, hindi pinakikinggan ang pamalo ng Diyos. So, there are times na talagang pinapatay ng Diyos yung kanyang mga anak. He calls them home. He sends a sickness and they die. Why? Because God would rather kill the body and save the spirit. You see. Number six, pang-anim na kasalanan ng Israel, verse number six. And by the way, huwag niyong isipin, yung mga kasalanan na yan, pang-Israel lang yan. No, kung anong kayang gawin ng Israel, kaya mo rin gawin bilang Kristiyano. And so, when God sends correction your way, the best thing to do is to listen and to learn from the correction and to receive the rod and put yourself under the authority of God para hindi ka na i-correct ng Panginoon. Verse number 6, verse number 10. Are there yet treasures of wickedness in the house of the wicked and scant measure that is abominable? Shall I count them pure with the wicked balances and with the bag of deceitful weights? For the rich men thereof are full of violence and inhabitants thereof have spoken lies and their tongue is deceitful in their mouth. Ano ito? Ito yung mga kasinungalingan. Oh, sinungaling yung mga Israelites. So sa kanilang pagbibusiness, pag nagbenta sila, sasabi nila, ito, bigyan kita ng 1 kilo ng bigas. Pero in-adjust na pala nila yung pangtitimbang para hindi talagang buong-buo 1 kilo ang ibibigay nila sa tao. That is cheating. That is ill-gotten wealth. That is the treasures of wickedness. That is scant measure. That is wicked balances. And God hates it. He calls it an abomination. Tingnan mo ang Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. So kayong mahilig mag-business, ha, balang araw yung iba sa inyo magiging business manager o business self-employed. Magandang mag-self-employed. Pero siguraduhin ninyo, honest kayo. Honest. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 1. Look at Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 1. Let's see here. Proverbs chapter 11. Page 578. 578. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 1. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is His delight. So, gusto ng Diyos, honest and just. Kaya pag tinanong kayo, kung honest talaga kayo, dapat honest yung sagot ninyo. Kumusta ka? Okay lang. Yun. Hindi yung wonderful! Pero hindi ka naman wonderful. Oh, wag mong sabihin wonderful kasi hindi ka honest. Pwede mo rin sabihin, I'm thankful. I'm thankful in the Lord and I need prayers. Yun. Pwede yun. Hindi yung kumusta ka? Great! Great ka talaga, ha? Baka yung blood pressure, great. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 10. Proverbs 20, verse 10. Diverse weights and diverse measures, both of them are like abomination to the Lord. So, yung pagtitimbang na mali, talagang kasuklam-suklam sa harap ng Diyos. So, if that is true, then Israel lived dishonestly and their evaluations were wrong. So ganun din yung pananaw mo sa buhay. Kung hindi mo ingatan yan, pwede kang magsinungaling at ikaw ay magiging labag sa Diyos. Alright, last, God's judgment is finally pronounced. So ngayon, dahil itong mga anim na ito na gawa ng Israel, Lalo na yung idolatry. Ito, papasok na tayo sa idolatry. Binagsak ng Diyos yung kanyang hatol. Verse 13, therefore, because of all this, therefore will I make thee sick in the smiting, in making thee desolate because of thy sins. Thou shalt eat, but not be satisfied. Tingnan mo. Kakain ka, pero hindi ka busog. Palaging may kulang sa buhay. Casting down, thou shalt in the midst of thee, thou shalt take hold, but thou shalt not deliver. Meron kang gagawin, pero palpak. Hindi naman matutupad. Thou deliverest, and I will give up to the sword. Ay, mawawala. Kukunin ng kaaway. Thou shalt sow and not reap. Magtatanim ka, pero hindi ka naman mag-enjoy ng ani. Mag-save ka, mag-invest ka, pero mapupunta sa wala. Thou shalt anoint thee with, thou shalt tread the olives, but thou shalt not anoint thee with oil. Doon ang gagaling yung langis. Pinipiga yung olive. Mahilig ba kayo sa olive oil? Alam ba ninyo yung pinakapurong oil sa buong mundo? Extra virgin olive oil. Hindi nakakaano yun. Hindi nakaka-block ng arteries. Kaya lang, huwag kayong magprito nun. Kasi pag nagprito kayo ng extra virgin olive oil, uusok yan kaagad. Kay sensitive yung oil na yan. Pero sabi ng Bible dito, magpipiga kayo ng olive pero wala kayong makukuha na oil. This is a curse from God. What else does it say? It says, sweet wine, but thou shalt not drink wine. So, kukuha ka ng grape juice, pero wala naman. Hindi mo naman may-enjoy yung grape juice. What is all this? This is the curse of God. This is the judgment of God. Alam nyo kung may butas yung bulsahin nyo, kahit na anong ilagay mo dyan, mahuhulog yan, mawawala pa rin yan. Kasi yung buhay, ang nagbibigay satisfaction sa buhay, ay ang Diyos. At kung hindi ka matututo na masatisfy kay God, hindi ka masasatisfy ng pera, ng tao, ng kayamanan, ng kahit ano, kahit sino. Hey, Brother Bill, ganyan ba nangyayari? Oh, maraming mga milyonaryo nagpapakamatay. Oh, really? Bakit? Nasa kanila na ang lahat. Pero hindi pa sila satisfied because only God satisfies. So you need to learn to be content and happy with God. So, pag nararamdaman nyo yung wala kayong wala, kuha kayo ng kuha, pero wala naman ng wala, something's wrong with your relationship with God. At kahit anong pills ang kunin mo, hindi masosolve yan. Kahit anong style ng buhok mo, hindi masosolve yan. Kahit palitan mo yung wardrobe mo, hindi masosolve yun. Ang problema ng puso, wala si God. Verse 16, for the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab. Ye walk in their counsels, and I should make thee a desolation, inhabitants thereof as an hissing. Therefore ye shall bear the reproach of my people. Si Omri, siya yung ahari na nag-introduce ng pagsasamba kay Balaam. And si Ahab ay anak ni Omri. So if Omri is the sixth king, Ahab's the seventh king, nag-asawa ng mali si Ahab. Pinakasalan niya si Jezebel. At inintroduce ni Jezebel yung pagsasamba sa Samaria. Kaya ginawa ni Ahab yung temple nila sa Northern Kingdom, sa Samaria. Dinedicate niya yun kay Jezebel, yung asawa niyang unggoy. Hindi, demonyo. You see? The Lord gave a general indictment on the people. Micah responded for the nation. Micah was pleading. But the Lord gave details to Micah. Micah, huwag ka na mag-pray. Mag-preach ka na lang. Sabihin mo sila na sila'y dapat magsisi. Huwag mo na silang patulan. Huwag mo na silang ipag-pray. Mangaral ka na lang. Dahil ganito, dahil ganyan, 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 ganyan. 6 sins. Right here in chapter 6. At hindi pa tapos ang Diyos. Yung unang bahagi ng chapter 7, pinagpapatuloy niya yung kasalanan ng Israel. before na ibigay niya yung good news ng Israel. Let's pray and ask God to bless them. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the message that you hate sin and that you despise sin. And Father, we confess we are sinners, Lord. We have a habit of sin in our hearts. And we need to prioritize the Lord. Lord, help us to confess our sins. And help us to get right with you. That you would spare us, Lord. That you forgive us and cleanse us. And instead of punishing us, you would use us in your kingdom for your honor and your glory. Cleanse us, I pray, of our sin. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Habang napayuko ang ulo, nakapikit ang